Monday, 30 May 15, broadcast at the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. We're continuing our study in that which is above all things that Peter describes, and as the Apostle Paul describes as a more excellent way, and that is, of course, the love of God. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and in Hebrews chapter 5. We're glad that you have joined us today. Hope you had a wonderful Lord's Day past, and you're looking forward to a fruitful week in the Lord this week. Father, do bless us now with thy word. May this great, wonderful truth of thy love not just be academic to us, but may it be practical. Lord, we thank thee that we can love thee because thou didst first love us, and because thou hast loved us, we can also love the brethren. You said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And we thank thee for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in, as I said, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and in Hebrews chapter 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, charity, and of course that is the word agape, that is the word for godly love. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. I know we've mentioned this many, many times, but there is a diversity of opinion on this. But I sincerely believe that that which is perfect, that which is full and mature, is the precious Word of God. God has given us His complete revelation, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. We believe, I sincerely believe, that is God's complete revelation. Now, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. We have been discussing that, but right now, though there is one interpretation primarily to Scripture, there are many applications, and what we're doing now is applying this, God willing, to our spiritual lives. We, as a child of God, when we first get saved, we are babes in Christ. Paul mentions this to the Corinthians. He speaks of this to the Corinthians about them being babes in Christ. And that's true for everybody. And no matter what age we are, when we get saved, we are newborn in Christ Jesus, and we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, this growth cycle can sometimes look like the stock market index, can it not? You say, what do you mean by that? If you've ever seen the graph of the stock market, it's up and down. I mean, it's up and down. Sometimes there's highs and sometimes there's low, and then there's a lot of static along the way, and that pretty well describes our growth record as far as the Lord is concerned. Well, I'll speak concerning myself anyway. There's some time we just kind of have growth spurts, like we do when we are young in body, and then sometimes it's kind of static. But as far as Christian growth is concerned, we need to keep growing until the Lord comes or He calls us home. Now, it is possible, it is very possible for us in our Christian growth to regress. We can get to a point, we can get to a peak, and then if we allow worldliness of sin of any kind to get into our lives, we lose interest in the Word of God, we become negligent in our prayer life, or whatever it might be, maybe our speaking to others, witnessing for Christ, we can digress. Now, that's what we read about here, I believe, in Hebrews chapter 5. I want to go back to it again. I believe this is vitally important for our Christian lives. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. The oracles of God, of course, are the words of God. And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, or that are mature, that are perfect, even those who by reason of use USE, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right, so here we have the pattern for Christian growth. There's a time, by the way, when we grow up that we certainly ought to be teaching others. Doesn't necessarily mean we have a Sunday school class or a day school class, but it does mean, it does include that, but it does mean that we should be, by example and by precept, we should be teaching others. And that is especially true in our home. If you read the book of Deuteronomy, you'll see that God made great emphasis and laid great emphasis on teaching the precious word of God in our home, especially teaching it to our children. And we ought to be teaching. We ought to be able and willing to give an answer to every man according to the hope which in us is. But if we don't watch ourselves, we'll lapse into what we read about here in verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, speaking about Melchizedek, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Now, there are certainly some of us that know what dull of hearing means in the physical realm. I have hearing aids that I use, and they do help a little bit, but I've had a great loss in my natural hearing ability. And I'll tell you, you can sure get confused about what people are saying. A lady was talking to me, and I really wasn't hearing what she was saying, didn't understand, so I said, thank you, and what have you. And somebody said, preacher, do you know what that woman said to you? I said, no, not really. They said, man, she was telling you off. She was really letting you happen. And you were saying, well, amen, Lord bless you, and so forth. Well, I really missed that message and kind of glad that I did. But now when it comes to spiritual hearing, I don't want to miss what the Lord is telling me. And he speaks about this matter here in Hebrews chapter 5 about becoming dull of hearing and also about regressing in our spiritual growth. Yes, there does come a time when we need to be teachers, but there also comes a time, according to the Word of God, that happened to the Hebrews. I know it's happened in my life, and I would presume that it's happened in yours as well. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Now you say, preacher, you mentioned that on a prior broadcast. Yes, I did. And I believe here is a good time to practice the scriptural admonition, word upon word, line upon line, precept upon precept. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. It is not hard for us to digress, dear friend. You know, it seems like it's more difficult for us to grow than it is to regress. There's so many things that can creep into our lives. We become dull of hearing. We're not listening to what the Lord says. And by the way, there's no way we can hear the Word of God. No way we can hear God if we're not in the Word of God, because that's the way He speaks to us. His Word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathway. And if we back out of the Word of God, or we just simply stop reading His Word, or we read it with no interest, and we do not prayerfully enter into the Word of God, we're going to become dull of hearing. And when we become dull of hearing, we are going to be regressing. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to spiritual childhood. And we're in that area in particular, we're going to have to start growing again. The Bible says, and are become. Note that word. That implies you have been somewhere else, but now you're in a different position and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Well, God willing, we're going to pick this up on our next broadcast. And you can be assured, my dear friend, this is not Mr. Holy Than Thou Art looking down at you. I'm applying this to my own life. I know there's times in my life when I have gone through the very thing that I'm seeking to share with you here today, have regressed spiritually, had to go back to the milk of the Word before I could get back to the meat of the Word. Heavenly Father, thank you for thy precious word. The entrance of it truly giveth light. We praise thee that it is indeed our milk and it is our meat. And may we feast daily, regularly on thy word. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Been good to be with you for another day of broadcasting. May the Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of His blessing. And please join us next broadcast if you can.